You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is What's Happening. I'm Mike Stewart. Today, I think that, unfortunately, I don't think Aaron's going to make it up today. I think he's having some troubles with his vehicle. We have the Farewells in our studio, and we'll be going to them shortly. In the interim, I think what we'll do is we'll have them introduce themselves to you. You are?
I'm Sam.
And I'm Peter.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're well, thank you.
That's great. You've been playing around the Boston situation for a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for quite a while.
That's good. That's good. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you
hear? Yeah.
Okay. I think what I'll have you do, you want to give us a brief history of the band?
Up to you.
Sure. So we've been playing together since 1999.
Okay.
We're married. Mm-hmm. And, some of these songs are pretty old, but we've got a new bunch of songs that we've been playing with banjo and mandolin. So we've got songs on iTunes. We have two CDs, The Shady Tree and Litterbug, and those are all available for sale on iTunes and Bandcamp and...
Through our website.
Our website, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what clubs have you been playing?
Where were we last?
We've played at the Midway. We've played at a couple of cafes out in Western Mass. We've played out in Lowell, a few places.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to be playing on January 7th. It's a Sunday. At Aeronaut Brewing Company. We'll be playing from 1 to 2:15, I think
something
it is,
like that, yeah,
with Hillbilly Holiday, and they'll be playing from 2 to 5.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to you in a moment, and we're going to play our theme song and our PSAs. We're going to... Actually, can I have you read a PSA?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to play our theme song, and we'll be right back.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after Lansdowne Street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in there, right outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, darkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars, close my eyes. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. Beyond that velvet cage, until then, here we will remain with our stringing, ringing, singing ways.
don't drink and drive. If you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And you are?
I am Sam from the Farewells.
There you go. So, why don't you jump into one of your songs?
Okay. Oh, good. Now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
You can give a little background on the song if
sure.
you like.
Oh, sure.
All right, this one's called 100 Words, and it's from our first album. Whoops, we're banging into each other. The Shady Tree. It's in the key of G major. And for those of you who can't see us, Sam's off to the left, I'm off to the right, from our perspective.
Yeah.
And are we doing Facebook Live?
We are doing
Sam's
Facebook
got the
Live right
We've never
here.
Done it before.
Okay, well, we can all wave.
Yeah, see?
Facebook Live.
All right.
So 100 words.
Check them out on what on your Farewell site on Facebook Live.
That's right. It's just the Facebook.com, the Farewells.
On the floor, left in a drawer like someone's old dress. Letters you doubt, just amazing, carefully spelled. It's all over. Words never stop. In the tub
from going down the train.
We spent yesterday wishing the rain would just kill you. But it's alright. You lie yourself to sleep.
No shine. 100 other words mean goodbye.
Head in the clouds, you're looking down
and out of reach again.
Missing.
Given the thoughts that you're thinking,
it isn't a choice when read in a voice that no one wants to hear. Fit to ignore. Your brain and the bra that you're wearing. But it's alright. You lie yourself to sleep every night. A sun with no shine. Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's great.
Oh, jeez.
Keep
up. Look out.
Sorry. All right. Sam's going to sing this next one.
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's called One Wave. Just have to find a way to not hit each other here. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Here we go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five.
All the leaves have turned to red.
I would say just keep rolling. So great.
Oh,
thanks so much.
Thank you. Well, we'll do it. Oops.
Put this down just a touch. It's too bad you couldn't get the Facebook Live to show the guitars. Oh, maybe they're there. Yeah, those looks. Oh, they're there. Sorry. It's just too bad you couldn't do it.
I guess, well, I just will have to figure out how to do that.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
No, you're doing good with that.
Look, I'm just fixing it. Fixed. Okay.
All right.
Having some technical
wire issues.
I'm getting choked.
Yeah, don't be hanging yourself
here.
This
PSA photo is very disturbing. I'm going to,
we have to take that distraction away from you.
I don't want to think about getting, you know, dinged on my way home.
Right. All right, so, you ready for this?
Yes.
All
Let's do it.
Thank you so much.
Was that song called Beehive?
That was called Beehive.
Hey, can you give us a little background on that? That's kind of an interesting title.
That one started as a pump organ song. We have a folding organ at our house, and it started as an instrumental, and it slowly developed into a song. I'm trying to think of where the words came from on that one.
Wasn't it like a 9/11 thing?
It might have been. That, and we used to have a whole... a wheelbarrow in our backyard full of apples, and all these bees were attracted to it in the late fall, and I think that's where some of it came from as well.
Yeah, kind of terror.
Were you guys out of?
We were in Lexington at that point.
Okay.
Right now we're in Littleton.
Littleton.
We're just staying with towns with L's in it.
We're taking
Lancaster, Leominster.
Lynn and Lawrence are next.
That's right.
Lynn and Lawrence, yeah.
Leominster. There you go.
L towns.
And the song before, was that One Wave? Is that correct?
That was One Wave, yeah.
Can you give us a little background on that?
I'm trying to think. That is pretty old, right?
Yeah, it's on our first album, and we recorded it actually with Peter singing it.
Yeah.
And it was very high.
It was really high for me to sing. It was unpleasant for those who had to listen. We recorded that at a studio I used to work at in Brighton, Alston, Brookline. It's right on the border of everywhere. It's called a Zippa Recording.
It's on the border of everywhere.
Everywhere is the border. And Yeah, that's where that one, we did the recordings there.
Oh.
On the very late hours. And then I'm trying to remember anything else. There's a squeeze box on the album version of it.
And do you play that?
Not well, but yes, well enough for that song. But yeah, we did. It's like a full of band arrangement mm-hmm. on that. I think Brian Charles is playing the drums. And
was he nominated recently?
I think he was.
I thought I saw his name in the Boston Music Boards for a nomination.
Yeah, yeah. Brian's a fantastic engineer and a good friend of ours.
And a great producer, too.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Have you guys played in previous situations before the Farewells?
I played with a band called the Willard Grant Conspiracy.
Okay.
And they were a local-ish band, but we played a lot in Europe.
Yeah.
And Sam was in a band called the Oscillators.
Okay.
From New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Yeah.
What part of New Hampshire?
Well, I grew up in Dover.
Okay.
And the band at the time was out of Durham because we were all going to UNH. And you know, we played in Portsmouth a lot. And that's actually how we met because the Oscillators recorded our first album at Zippa, and Peter was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started playing music together.
Yes, we did.
Peter's band, The Madcap Laughs, had just recently
dissolved
at that point in time. So he was looking for a project, and we made a project.
Yeah, I pursued Sam for like a year to come and sing on a background on a song, and she did it. But it took some doing.
I have a lot of good memories. When I was a kid, I used to. I had a friend that I grew up in. I grew up in the city of Malden, and when I was like in the fourth, fifth grade, he relocated to Pelham, New Hampshire. So I'd spend like 1 or 2 weeks every summer up in Pelham, New Hampshire, and it was very, you know, countrified back then. The house was like quarter mile apart and lots of woods, and we'd go up to the big thing where they view the fires. What do you call it? The tower.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go up there and. We'd see all kinds of stuff. It was definitely different in the city, so I have a lot of good memories. And I imagine you probably had something similar to that growing up in that environment. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of our, I think a lot of our songs are shaped by our environment.
Oh, for sure.
You know, spent a lot of time like in the woods and natural kind of sounds, and you know, we use a lot of the acoustic instruments with wood sounds because we spend a lot of time outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Any musicians now that you might be influenced or following or in the past, possibly?
We like a lot of people.
Oh, gosh. Well, so my favorite's Gillian Welch.
Okay.
And I think she's fabulous. So I probably try to be like her as much as possible.
Yeah. Oh, I like the Kinks, the Stones, the Beatles. That kind of stuff.
All that great stuff.
Yeah.
When songwriting was very, very good.
Yeah, indeed.
I think we live in a very great time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you get a lot of snow at your house?
Oh, yeah. I'm only about 3 miles from here, so
you're right.
We got like 5 to 6, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a city person, so I totally hate the snow.
Now, do you have a problem with the car? Like, say you're parked. Do you have a car?
I own a house, so I park in my own driveway.
Oh, so you don't have to worry about that.
No, okay, I don't. Good. For people that are like, you know, we have the even odd thing in the city I live in. And
that makes
sense. It's, you know, usually within another month or so, people will be beating each other over the heads for the parking spaces.
I've heard
it's just the city.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people that are not from here, if you come to live here, that driving is a blood sport in the Boston area.
Indeed, it is.
Well, when it's the first snow, though, it's still magical.
Oh, it is.
It's like, oh, snow. And then the second snow, it's like, all right, out of my spot. Get it. Move it.
Yep.
Yeah. Before we go on, I got to mention a couple things. Today, as every Sunday, most Sundays, unless it's, I think, a major Patriots game, which there is until, I think, tomorrow night, at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, one of my favorite places, my haunt, they have a open mic. And that's usually from like 6 to 10. And usually in the afternoon, they have a matinee with an artist. I'm sorry, I forgot the matinee artist today, from like around 4 to 6. So go down there and see Natalie and sign up for the open mic. And as we say, there's a lot of open mics, whether they be at Thunder Road or The Lizard or Walnut Street Cafe. Please go them and support them. You see some great upcoming talent. Also, I want to mention, excuse me, we don't have a cough button here. We have to pay extra for that. That It's been announced that the Boys from Nowhere movie is going to have a sneak preview, and it's going to be, I believe, the 13th, which I believe is this Wednesday, and that's going to be at the Capitol Theater in Arlington, and I believe tickets are online, so you'll have to look at that. But that's basically about the what they call the punk explosion, some of the bands that really kicked in the door and got the whole thing going at the Rad and all the major clubs in Boston. So the Boys from Nowhere film is now out. It's going to be a sneak preview before it goes into other festivals or wherever it goes to. So please check that out. Go to Boys from Nowhere on Facebook. Now, we have the Farewells here. They just did Beehive, and I think there's another song here with a bee in it. So...
Indeed.
Yes. We'll let you continue with that.
Sim, we've been to the Capitol Theater.
Yes.
Remember? That's a good spot.
It is a really good spot.
Very good for music and movies about music.
Sure.
And
Yeah, it's really nice.
I saw the zombies there.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Wow. When was that?
About a year or so ago. Wow. Yeah.
At the theater itself?
Yes.
That's
right
there.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Colin Blunstone and Rod Argent and... Yeah, wow. Good stuff.
And the Regent Theater is not far from there, because that's like across the street and...
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep calling it Capitol. It's the Regent Theater.
Oh, the Regent. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm just,
well, we've been to both. And
yes.
Both equally good.
I believe it's on Medford Street, I think. Unless I'm wrong.
We saw somebody
the
there, too.
Clark
yeah,
Five
Dave
or
Clark
something.
Five
yeah,
was
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Was well, one of those two movie theaters.
Yeah.
Go
no,
check
it's the
it
Regent.
Out.
That's yeah. One. Yeah, that's good.
I could be confused about the Boys from Nowhere thing, but if you go look that up on Facebook. But Arlington's a really good town for supporting the arts and music.
It is. Both of my brothers live in Arlington.
I know. It's really great.
All right.
Oh, you got a song for us?
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, wait. I'll set the speed. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Burn in my arms like time. I'll do time. All in all, do time.
Thank you. That was called Burgundy Red.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford. We're at 91.5 FM. We are streaming on the web at WMFO.org. And we archive for 2 weeks if you go to the WMFO website. Our telephone number here is 855-915-WMFO. And we have the Farewells in the studio. And how did you come across the name Farewells?
Farewells. Sam came up with that.
Yeah.
It's actually from the title of a book from one of our favorite authors. Fred Chappelle. He's out of Chapel Hill,
yeah.
North Carolina. He writes really, really atmospheric, gorgeous books. I fully, fully recommend that you read them. But there was one called Farewell, I'm Bound to Leave You. And there's a lot of music in it, even though you can't hear the music.
Yeah.
You can almost hear it.
He paints very good pictures,
it's beautiful.
Then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we always kind of felt like that book kind of personifies what we try to do in our music. So.
Yeah, we wrote to him and sent him our CD when we got it done, and he actually wrote back with a review. He reviewed the songs for us, which was really, really nice. I was like, oh, that's all right. We had it framed.
And he gave us a reading list. He said it wasn't homework, but he teaches...
He's a
literature.
Poet laureate or he was at the time.
Yeah, I think I think he's like 98 or something.
Oh,
like that.
Wow. He's fantastic.
He's,
I hope to be that vibrant when I'm that old, if I make it. So I see that you have another song. It has to do with growth and greenery.
Greenery. This is true. This is called The Shady Tree, and it's an old one as well. This is the title track to our...
First
CD, and it's
And how long has that the first CD been out?
It came out. It dropped.
Yeah.
In 2002.
Yes, it dropped.
2002.
It dropped quite a while back. Yeah.
It fell a long way.
Indeed.
And if people want to find those CDs, where can they find them?
They can get them off our website, farewells.com.
Yep, and that will take you to either iTunes or Bandcamp. And I think that's it, right?
I think
those
that's
are the places
it,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have CDs themselves.
Yes.
Actual compact discs.
Yes, and we will mail them to you.
Mail them.
That's very, a lot of people in the business right now, it can get a little confusing because some places are all digital and submissions and radio stations are digital. A lot of DJs still want the physical CD in the hand, so I'm really glad you're still doing that. Some drop something and once on Facebook and stuff, and sometimes I can get lost in the shuffle.
Sure.
And then there are some people that do vinyl, and there's some people that collect vinyl. There's been a thing where people have been sending us cassettes, and I caution against that because a lot of radio stations do not have cassette players. Some don't even have record players. So check with you whoever you're sending it to, whether it be a reviewer or a radio station, and check with them first.
Do you guys still use those cartridges, like from the old days?
No, we have those in the hall if you want to go look at them. We have it. It's all automated in our computer system now.
It's a nice setup here. This looks really good. Sam, you should move this.
Oh, should we
can show the setup.
Yes,
this is really
good. I'm sure that everyone is very interested in what's happening here.
A Facebook Live thing is happening.
Say hi. Look at this really cool setup here. We got some nice headphones.
Electro voice microphones.
Do
the electric.
Oh, right.
I have to say, WMFO is really good with the technology and the equipment we have here. And we try to keep it that way. And if you go to other radio stations, you might see different levels of different eras of equipment and technology. And we're very lucky here at WMFO under Tufts University. And we have really great studio and equipment and some really good leadership here with our exec board and a lot of great community members that put on some good shows. And we have some up-and-coming students that are doing it too. So
nice.
We tip our hat to them. So I think you're going to be doing that next song for us.
Oh, yeah. Sam's doing that.
Okay.
But there we are.
That. Okay.
I can see the guitar in there.
Ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
shaded tree. In heaven high, or roots below, breathe me your sigh, skip me your
Yeah, you might. We were looking at you online.
Oh, yeah?
You look just the same.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Look out. Hey.
Technology. There, that's a little better.
Okay,
yeah.
But you're like out of the
picture. Well, I'll
move picture.
Closer.
Oh, for goodness sake.
There we go.
Hey, a question for you. You know, Aaron, our host here, always asks us for the guests to come in. Is there a song that you haven't performed live or on a recording, or somebody else's song that you'd want to cover? Something unique that you haven't done before. I know we're putting you on the spot, but, you know, you can think about it a minute if you like.
Let's think about that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, we could do a cover. What do you think?
Yeah, well, which cover did you want to...
What haven't we done? Let's see. Hmm. We used to know the Tom Petty song.
Yeah, well, we could do that one.
We like Tom Petty.
Okay.
See, he died. We learned how to a song to of his. I think that you would be. We have to do some math here.
Okay.
So I think you're the third fret, maybe.
Yeah, I think we're right.
And yeah. Did you do the bar chord or? Then G, the A. G first. A. Is that how we used to do it?
Oh, boy.
I think you play it like a... first you do a D. Then B minor. Even walls fall down.
so big it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down. You've got a heart so
and what was the name of that Tom Petty song?
That's called Walls.
Walls.
He did it in a movie. He did the soundtrack for a movie called She's the One. I don't remember much about the movie, but I remember liking the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah.
And you have a couple more songs for us, you think?
Yeah, do you want to skip on to...
If you could do me a favor, could you write them down there for us?
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah.
That, because
should
I'm
we write
old...
down that Tom Petty one?
No, I already got that in the...
Sam, you should catch this.
Yeah.
You should... Film me doing this.
You're being. Oh, right. I see.
Yeah, but you can see my handwriting.
Okay. Yeah.
Six. So you got it there?
I think so.
Walls. See, we're giving people a little back.
Yeah, a little back.
Yeah.
Stuff they don't see. The
yeah. How it's how all the magic is made.
P-E-T-T-E-Y or
he said
Y?
You didn't have to write that one.
Oh, I don't have to. Oh.
That's all right.
All right. Well, next. We'll say extra.
Well, are we going to move to.
T-R-A. We're going to go to
Devil You Don't.
So that'll be number 7. Devil.
Yeah, just write the next 3 down, and I think that'll bring us to the top of the hour.
Okay. How about we do Devil You Don't, and then switch over to the last 2.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're at 91.5 FM on your dial, and we are web streaming at WMFO.org.
We're running out of...
There you go. We have the Farewells in the studio here, and they are they're playing a lot of songs off their CDs, and they just played us a live rear track. And if you like what you hear, you can go to their site and get their CDs or their recordings, and you can listen here at WMFO in our archives for 2 weeks, and you can play it again and again and again until you're a big Farewells fan. And they're going to be playing another song for us right now.
Ready, Sam?
Yep.
This one's called Devil You Don't. 1, 2, 3.
Devil, you know, or the devil you don't left a shadow of doubt over you. You got your cross fingers spinning around backwards, whistle the graves out of you. You got your heart set on having your heart broken, waiting for signs to come true. Living by star travel, reading the right numbers, wishing is all. Your soul, knock on wood. You got your heart.
heart settled, having your heart broken, waiting for signs to come true. Living by star travel, reading the right numbers, wishing is all you can do.
What will be your last song tonight?
Okay, how about we do Darker Spell is our last song.
Okay. Darker Spell? Spell?
Yes. Darker Spell. That was pretty quick.
That was
switch.
A quick switch. That was a real quick switch.
Right. Got the cable thing going on that you had going on. All right.
Little bit Free of cable never song. Hurt anybody. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We have the Farewells in the studio here. They just performed a great bunch of tunes. And if you could, again, let us know how we can get in touch with you, how to purchase your CDs and merchandise, where you'll be playing next.
All right. You can see us at thefarewells.com. Mm-hmm. That's the website, right?
Yes.
Thefarewells.com. And there you can see links to our music. You can hear it. And areas where you can click on spaces where you can buy it.
And also, we'll be playing at Aeronaut Brewing in Somerville on January 7th. It's a Sunday. We'll be playing from 1 to 2:15, followed by Hillbilly Holiday from 2 to 5.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's been great having you on.
Thanks so much for having
you.
I hope you enjoy the upcoming season. And